Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Amen.
God is good.
Yeah.
Amen. All the time. Today?
All the time.
Amen. You pray and I'll pray. God can.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anoint me and anoint you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
To preach and to hear.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Well, thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bible, let's go to Luke 23, 6. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Come and dine. The Master Paul comes. We're going to dine this morning. Luke 23.
Hallelujah.
And 20. And 26. This is where Jesus was carrying his cross to Golgotha. That's where he was going to be crucified. And along the way, we read this verse 26. And it says, "And as they led Jesus away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus." Mm-hmm. Amen. Lord, we thank you today. Bless us today. Anoint us today. Amen. Oh, we meet you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So this is a man by the name of Simon, and he's from Cherine. I would call it in my language. Cherine. I'm going to preach in Marshall and English.
Do it.
I'm going to do my best to stay on the main thought. So this man was Simon from this place, Cherine, and the Bible says that as he was coming to Jerusalem, or coming to where, to the place Jerusalem, he happened, not happened, but I believe that it was a divine, it was God appointed. God set his clock, and God set the time that he would be right there at the right time.
Yes.
So, we might think, well, does God work that way? Well, I got to read a few scriptures so we can kind of get the idea. Luke 7 and 6, Jesus said this, "Your time is always ready." Always ready.
Uh-huh.
Because they were telling Jesus to go to the feast. His brothers were telling him to go, and he said, "Well, I won't go yet, because I have a set time. I have an appointment, which I have to be there at the right place at the right time. So it is not time for me to go yet. So I won't go. It's a set time, an appointed time for all." You know, Mary, kaya ngayon rin dilo lupro mo chino ro chino ang lumain na yan Simon, ay yun yung yun island, raya na yan seri na yun. Am alak ito ng Jerusalem, ano kung chichet? E chalo kaya sa kaya mga nanis sa de clock ay wala ng nore wala. Iyong kamman ba ng Simon na yun reyano ng do Jerusalem? Ano chichet ay wala iyan yung reyliya ng lo Jesus? And Simon and his Ginegra Valio. A teacher. Tell you, read the Bible. Jesus is my year now, a Changinido. Can meaning I want to learn and put away you. Would now read the Yoni, Kerga Wanchalage. And it's silly out of the middle of Norgina. A Melanian, a Mianani Carre, woman, hell, I the name. So there are things, there are times in our life, God sets the clock to your time, which is there's a time to born, yep, and a time to die.
Right.
So you cannot miss that appointment. Right. When death comes, no matter where you're at, you're going to die.
Right. Right.
No matter if they give you to the best doctors in the world, but you're going to die. When God has set the clock, you won't pass that time.
Right.
So know, I read that scripture so that you can kind of feel that when God sets your clock, he means it. You he won't miss it.
He means
you won't miss it. Hebrews 9:27, it says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment.
After
that. So that's another appointment. God has set the clock, and no man born of a woman will ever miss that. Never.
Never.
If God said it, you will die. And I promise everyone, when you open your eyes, it's going to be judgment day. That's why we got to be ready today.
Yes. All right.
Amen. So we'll go back to Simon. So, God set the time, and God makes it so. Sometimes people say, you are lucky. You are lucky. There's no luck when it comes to God.
That's right.
Right.
He sets the time.
He sets the time.
I want to go back to this man by the name of Simon. Simon is a Hebrew name. And where he's coming from is about 800 to 900 miles away from Jerusalem. That's far. I mean, they talk about car and plane, it's close. But way back then, it's all about donkey, and it's all about this engine they call legs.
Yeah.
And they do run out of fuel. You got to eat sometimes and drink.
Right.
So, for him to travel from Cyrene all the way to Jerusalem, I mean, it took planning. Because it's 800 to 900 miles. And Simon, since I will take it as a Hebrew name, let's say if he's a Hebrew, a Jew, he was coming for the feast. He was coming for the Passover.
Right.
Yeah. He had planned, and he had saved some money, and he's looking forward to seeing friends and families. He's looking forward to see what Jerusalem is like. Because when I come from Marshall Island, I mean, I there's things I want to do, people I want to see, places I want to. I just like to see and sightsee. If there was train here, I would ride the train so I could see all that. So, Simon had other things and other plans. He was planning to go to this feast, to this party, and he was planning to see families and friends. And sightsee. Simon had no plan on going to the crucifixion. He had no plan. He didn't even know what was happening.
Right.
Hey, get on my mind. Well, we're going to be shifting back and forth. Hallelujah. Jerusalem, right on time, right on clock. Simon, in every valley. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So, Simon had his own plans, but when he got to Jerusalem and he see all that commotion or whatever was happening, he says, you know what? I'm going to go see. I'm just going to pass by here and just check it out. You know, when there's police guards somewhere, we run over there.
Yeah.
Or there's a fire, a house on fire. You run over there, even though they say, get out of here. Get, but we go. We all go.
Yeah.
So one time I go to a fire in the Marshall Island. Big old fire behind the hospital. And then they had these new fire trucks, I mean, brand new. And then this guy's on top, and the guy's on the bottom there. They just got the rigs, and he goes, turn it on! And the guy turned it on again. It's the wrong one! Try the other one! So he flips the other one and goes, that's not the one! I want the cannon! got to know what you're doing. You got to have a, somebody's got to tell you ahead before you get there. So that when you get in, you know what to do. So this is an introduction, so you will know why you are here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you will know, oh yes, it is not by chance.
Not by
but it's a divine appointment.
Right.
That's divine right. Appointment. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
So Simon moved closer, and just as he got close enough, seems like it all was planted. People just make way for Simon. And here he says, Simon, face to face, in the front seat, looking at Calvary, or at the crucifixion.
Yeah.
And the soldier looked at him and said, hey, you!
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, you! Get over here, Simon!
All right.
Or, he don't know him to come here. I see Simon because I know the story. Yeah. Come here, Simon! Pick up the cross!
Yeah.
And then Simon says, wait a minute. I gotta go. I gotta go take part in this feast, holy feast. I cannot touch blood or dead things.
Right, right.
I cannot do it. I don't want to do anything with that. Because if I do, they won't allow me to take part in the feast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I cannot touch blood. I cannot touch the even all of that. But it's been said, you've been appointed, Simon. You're the guy.
You've been appointed.
You pick up that cross. And Simon is thinking, wait a minute. I got to meet my friends. I haven't seen them for 10 years. I got to see my family. I haven't seen them for 10 years. And I got to, you're going to carry this all the way outside Jerusalem, way out there. All that Simon had planned for the day and all that he has planned for his life was all canceled.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know why Simon is coming along. I want you to wear the rolling to heaven or rabbits. You may eat you up, but it's seven for quite a video. Quite a video, because you're now. You're not planning, I tell Lola Pamela. You're not planning, I tell Lola Rondugu. You're not planning, I tell Aluja Tolem, Rather than Mount Holland. Huh? Quit, Simon. And my man is set the clock on. And my company is on an appointment. Go and sign him. What did you need to do? Simon! A king, Kaiwan. You know, he never well. Now, what did you learn in history? And he never well. Simon, eh, Mogadada. You mean, eh, Mogadada? Aulu Rokin Karu, King Kailu, Longan Rainin, Rajai will Lord, and what Simon. Amen. Emma Woman, no one wing, it's up today. Emma Nani said the clock, Emma Nani said the hour. But where? What you read, Rebel? Amen. What you read, Rebel? So Simon was set, and that was it. He was the first man to pick up the cross.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, unless you pick up the cross and deny yourself,
right.
You cannot be my disciple.
Cannot be my disciple.
So the owner of business has to always follow the first, which was Christ. And the next man was Simon. And if you're going to pick up the cross, why am I here in this church? He has appointed you to do the highest calling, amen, that is in the world. The highest calling is to pick up the cross. The highest honor is to carry the cross.
The highest honor.
That's the highest calling. I'll tell it to you. I'll read it to you.
Yes, sir. It's the highest.
But if you are here, Not by chance.
Right, right.
But the Almighty has set the appointment. Wow. And you're going to have to follow the same man.
Yes.
Simon.
Yes, sir. Yes,
what
sir.
Happened to Simon? Everything was canceled. Everything about Simon that day was canceled.
Yeah.
You cannot go see your family. You cannot go see your friends. You cannot go see Mount Olive if you want to go see Mount Olive. You cannot go to the feast of the Passover.
All right, all right.
You have to pick up the cross.
You gotta pick up the cross, right?
Why am I here?
Today's the day.
The highest calling is to pick up the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. You will not find an higher calling. I went and applied for a job. And while I walk into there, the manager says, "What do you want? Why are you applying for a job?" He knows that I was a preacher. I said, "Well, before I even talk," he says, "You know what? I cannot hire you to do any kind of work for our place." I said, "What is that? I'm qualified." He says, "Overqualified." And I'm thinking back to my mind, now, when did I get a master's degree? Or a PhD degree?
Yeah.
Or master's in Qatar? Or master in Kuwaitini? Got none of that. And I looked at him and I said, how is it that I am overqualified? He said, "You're a preacher and you are a Christian. And you're supposed to carry the cross. And there's no other higher calling than this."
Whoa.
I stood up and I said, "I'll see you again."
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes as Christians, awesome. We think of the cross as a chore or something that is heavy.
Right, right.
But Apostle Paul said,
"No higher calling."
He said, "I press toward the highest calling to the mark."
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Philippians chapter 3. Let's read it. So we can kind of taste it. And then if it tastes good, eat it.
Eat it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the highest calling. If you are bearing the cross of Christ, you have just enrolled in the highest honor and the greatest call ever given to mankind. You are the one that bears the cross. And following your commander and chief Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
You are the closest man to Jesus Christ. Or you are the closest woman to Christ.
Yeah.
Why? I, to my thinking, when they wrote the history, nobody heard what was happening. Because there was thousands of people. One time 5,000. Amen. Jesus fed 5,000, only the men, not the child. One time it's just 4,000. So the crucifixion had thousands and thousands and all noise all over. Women crying, children crying, yelling, crucifying. Just thousands of noise and nobody heard nothing when Jesus said it. But who? The closest man. Who was the closest? Simon. So when history was written and the apostle says, "I was not by the cross. I was hiding up there by the mountains."
Yeah.
"I was not there by the foot of the cross. I was way out there." I take up my hand and say, "Lord, that's an honor. I'll take it. Lay it on my shoulder. I'll follow you. I'm the closest." So when they wrote history, and when Jesus stopped because the women were crying, and he looked up and said, "Don't cry for me. Cry for yourself and your children." Nobody heard it. but Simon. And the writer of history said, who was there? Who was the closest?
Yeah.
They says, you better find Simon. He'll tell it to you.
Yeah.
And then Simon said, oh, he's told the ladies, don't cry for me.
Yeah.
But cry for yourself and for your children.
Yeah.
That's how important Simon was.
Yeah.
He was to write the history.
He was right there.
Yes, sir. Amen. Highest and honor. Highest calling, greatest honor ever. Philippians chapter 3 and 7, let's read. Curio heu de tada, wa yada dan win. Yadan dalu e blisha en lo sol's harbor. En de garan curdo mil. En de garan chola gale chan go burr en curdo mil. En chum au yad curio. Christ yad curio. As Bible says, you didn't choose me, I chose you.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Right.
Amen.
You chose me.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
You chose me. Why am I here? You're chosen. Mm-hmm. You're chosen this morning.
Yes.
You're chosen. Chapter 7, Apostle Paul wrote this. And it says, but what things were gained to me, those I count lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but laws for excellency of the knowledge of Christ,
knowledge of
Jesus
Christ.
My Lord,
right.
To whom I have suffered loss of all things, and I do count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
Yeah.
Now the question is, what did he lose? What great of a loss he had? Here's what he says. For we are, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man think that he had whereof he might trust in the flesh, I the more. Why? Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of all Hebrew, as touching the law, Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuted the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless.
Blameless.
Now, I read all that to say, you mean if I pick up the cross, I'm going to lose everything? And then I have to count all that I have gained? They lost? Wow. But Paul, wow, circumcised the eighth day. When it comes to the stock, he was Hebrew of all Hebrew.
Yeah.
When it comes to Pharisee, I mean, to, being a Christian in those days, he was top notch.
Yeah.
If you call about Pharisee, you're in the Sanhedrin. Yeah. Only 72 men in the Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
He was in.
Yes.
But he said, I counted lost when I found out about Christ.
Right.
Listen now. This is good because if I compare myself to Paul,
all right,
I don't have anything. If you say master of theology, I'm sorry.
No.
If you say PhD of science, I'm sorry. But let's count me as somebody with money. You should see my car back home. It's got no engine. We call it a yeah. I push it. I mean, I have nothing. It's your own. It's your own money. It's your own money. It's your own money. It's your own money. What are you losing? What will I lose? If I found, or if I carry the cross, what will I lose?
Right.
I don't have money.
Right.
I don't have fame.
Right.
What do you have? I have what the world has, which is nothing.
Nothing.
I have alcohol. I have stealing. I have lying. I'm used as a ladder in the world. When they hire me for work, all they see me is, this company will came because he's young and underpaid because he don't know the language.
Yeah.
That's what I had to lose.
Yeah.
Amen. I think it is not a matter of what I lose. Apostle Paul is trying to say, you're going to gain.
Gain. Yes, sir. Right.
Yes. Yes, sir. You're going to gain.
Yes, sir.
If you answer the highest calling, yes, which is keeping the cross, laid to my man, Lord, oh, I will be the closest to walk with you. Yeah. I'll hear the whispers you have to say. Yeah. I'll hear it.
Yes. Amen.
Why are you here this morning? It's been an upset point in time for you to pick up the cross.
Jesus.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Power of his resurrection.
Go back to the cross.
Yeah.
And the fellowship of his suffering.
Come on, yeah.
And being made conformable.
Oh, yeah.
Unto his death. In this world, we want me and me. In this world, we want all my way and nobody's way.
Come on.
In this world, it's the American dream. Could I change it to Chinese by 3 million per mile? You know what, mile? Roman Chinuawa, Chuan Mohim. Oh, yeah. How can you not love him? He has separated you, set the clock, set the time. It's not for the American dream, for it's the highest calling.
Come on.
Simon, all your plans and all yourself is all known.
All gone. All gone. Yeah.
If you pick up that cross,
oh, Jesus, help
us. If you pick up that cross,
oh,
this morning,
Jesus, help us.
And Apostle Paul says, that is my desire. I want to follow Christ. And Jesus said, if you ever going to follow me, you have to pick up the cross.
Yeah.
Pick it up. Now, as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I might apprehend, for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forget those things which are behind. Simon, you're going to have to cancel all your plans. It is a fork in the road. It is another road in the road of your life.
Oh, help me, Jesus.
But I'm telling you, if you pick up the cross, always remember this. We're on the earth and God is up there.
Yeah.
Meaning that you're climbing up. You're not going down. When you pick up the cross, you're going up. He said, how do you why do you say that?
Yes.
Amen. There are children today that they have never walked into bars. That they have never lived a fornication life. That they have been holy unto the God. Why? Because a father or a mama picked up the cross. It shuts all the evil and brings in the light.
Yes, sir.
I should pick it up. I should pick it up, Daddy.
Jesus.
Pick it up, Daddy.
Pick it up.
I should pick it up, Mama.
Pick it up, Mama. Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
That your kid's going to hurt you. You're going to wish somebody beat you up more than what they do unto you. Only the cross can change that. Highest calling. And then it is written, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ.
Kriyoin yo de tada.
Kunisi takawi, kebidan yuruj, set the clock on. Kali yang tolong gelan min, yang melang masjid bah. Kue yang rine kerawan, kue ten jibang ini kecil apa rine kero. I say I'll pick it up. It's a divine appointment. It's appointed time. It's my time. Well, the question today is, the cross has come and gone. remember John that whatever the wood was is all dust today. All of it, what you do, remember John, all of it. Catching the wood. He'll be the one. But thank you, Nevi. My question is, you show me where the cross is. If it is going to save my children, if it's going to bring life to my home, if it's going to bring favor,
hey.
You show it to me and I'll pick it up.
Oh, yes.
You show it to me. And Jesus said, if you're going to pick up the cross, there is death in the cross. That's why the Bible says you've got to repent. It is not I that live, but it's Christ that liveth in me. It is not my plan, but whatever thou dost, God, I'll do it. Sometimes people say, that's not fair for me to throw in my life and live the life of Christ. That's the devil thinking. When you throw away flesh, you think Christ. And he's not a hard taskmaster. He leads you and guides you. He won't be like the world and whip you and use you as a ladder. But he will pick you up. Well, show me the cross. Show it to me. I hear you. Just show it to me so I can pick it up. When you pick it up, I have no time to go. The Bible says, same name by the name of Simon. You read it in the book twice in the New Testament. And it says Simon and his two sons, Alexander, and the other one I believe is Rufus, or something like that. Why were they in church? Because the father picked up the cross. You know what they say? There's only one captain to a ship. And there's only one cook in the kitchen. Never say, your cooking is better than my mom's cooking. She'll resurrect and slap you again. So, where is the cross? Show me. If you pick up the cross, it's called today repentance. Repent of my old ways. What am I going to get rid of? Not your silver and gold. Because when I came to this, everybody that comes to Christ, you're at the bottom.
Right.
I won't tell you how I'm in the bottom, but I'm in the bottom. I know me. I'm looking for a way out. And the Lord says, you pick up that cross, it's your way out. Repent of your ways. And then, if you die, we've got to bury you. That's why this water is here. Woo! I believe somebody's listening. You haven't been down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ. You've got to turn and be buried with him. Paul said, be conformed to his death. That's mean you're picking up the cross when you're repenting. When you're baptized in the water, you're buried with him. And when you come out of the water with the newness of life, Holy Ghost. Good about that. You morning Monday. And y'all all cut it. And y'all all about that. And y'all all Monday better. And y'all all Monday better. Hallelujah. What is so new and so great about that? Why is it such the highest calling and the highest honor ever? I no longer what I used to be. I do not drink anymore. I do not beat up on my children like I used to. I do not beat up on my wife. I do not cheat. You mean when your friends see you, they say, wow, man, you are different.
Yeah.
Hey, I got the cross.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you, if you picked up that cross, what do you call that, rebellion? Ahora me la libro de Lord. Pues rebellion. Hey, look, pues rebellion. Hey, rebellion. If you pick up that cross, all will see, because it's heavy in the world's eyes.
In the world's eyes.
It's heavy. If you pick it up, just like Jesus, everybody will notice that. It sticks out way out there. And it goes way back. Follow the footstep.
Yeah, yeah.
Why am I here this morning? Let's not beat around the bush. You've been called to the highest calling. Yeah. Quit that born right into me. I'm just a cuddle. I'm just sitting clock on. I'm just a cuddle on one cuddle. I'm just a manager. Hi. Good job. So what would I do today? Is it a yes or no? Amen. The highest calling, greatest honor. Titus chapter 2. That will be my last scripture. Why am I here? Is it by chance? No. It is appointed unto men. He has appointed you, and he has appointed me. Amen. Titus chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. When I came to church, 1990, I was just a young college student. And I didn't know what I was getting into. But when I look back today, that's when it all started.
Oh, yeah.
But I look back, that's when the light came in. That's when I picked up the cross. I went up. God keeps blessing my family.
Yes.
And when I am blessed, they are blessed. I say pick up the cross because it's a divine appointment.
Yeah.
She would say, I've already picked up the cross. Then I will tell you this. As you go for hunting, and I've seen men shine their rifles, look into the scope, to clear up the scope, time and time. They might do it 10 times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you need to go to what? The cross is in your life. And say, oh God, I am thankful for the cross.
Yes.
I'm thankful.
Yes.
I'm thankful. Shine it again. Tell it to him again. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
So thankful, God, because of the cross.
Yes.
Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation had appeared to old man, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly love, we should live soberly. You mean when I pick up the cross, he's going to shut the doors and the bars to my children? Oh, yeah. You mean if I pick up that cross, he's going to chase away all the drug dealers? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. He said, how good could that be? Because you're in church.
Yeah.
You just gotta, that's another message. It's, oh Lord Jesus. So when the cross comes in, it teaches us. It teaches you and I. So what do we do today? I'm going to give you the cross. You, repentance, water baptism, in Jesus' name, and the newness of life. That's when you get the cross. That's when you say, I got the cross. And as Simon, you get to hear everything that the Lord gets his name. Because he's there and you're just right behind him. And every footstep he make, you have to follow. That's your yoke to the King of Kings.
All right, all right, all right.
It is not a burden anymore, but it's a yoke that I may follow him, and where he is, I will be. Oh, that's heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Right. I want to go.
Let us stand. You are here this morning.
Lord Jesus, please. God help us right
in divine appointed time. Why? Because Christ has appeared to all men. Simon, where are you going, Simon? I'm going to go to the Passover. Well, you can't do this, Simon. I'm going to go take part in that feast. What are you going to do, Simon? I got some friends and families that I got to go see. And then I've heard about Mount Olivet. I've heard about this and I've heard about that. And that's where I'm going to go. That's how I have planned my life. But when he got to Jerusalem, out of thousands and thousands and thousands, God set the clock by the man of Simon and says, since and such a time, you'll be here. And since and such a time, when you get there, everybody's going to part. And it's going to be you and that soldier. And he's going to say, pick up that cross, Simon. What a high calling. If Simon would know that day, that we're preaching about the first man to pick up the cross. The highest calling we all fight for. To die with him.
Yes.
Paul said to die is gain. So what do we do this morning? There is the cross. Hope today. Repentance. What do you have? Here is the water baptism in Jesus' name. As his death. And the resurrection, newness of life is the Holy Ghost. That's the cross. So today, you're on one way. You're on the other. You're on which the way in John I am a Torok and a Simon. How do we and Vinny Jordan be questioning the Lord? It's not amazing that I'm doing that. Probably with Milton, Jeremy. Well, kill you in our glory, young way. This is the highlight of my life. There's nothing higher.
Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes.
Who did that? I do not know the one. He knew. He never went baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And books of the word I am. Has the same. If you have already carried the cross, I'm telling you, the eye's honor is on your shoulder. And the eye's calling you here. Come and thank the Lord. Come and pick up the cross today. All, everyone in the house, whosoever, Jesus said, come. No question, I'm here this morning. I am to pick up the cross. I am to find new life. I am to go up and up. to sing a song.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I know you are shocked because of divine appointment. But come. I'm here, Lord. And though you're not baptized, I didn't baptize you for that, and I'm wrong. And so I'll catch you up with every you want to catch you up. Amen. And so I'll catch you up. Hallelujah.